What would you like for the Guildhall in an ideal scenario?
In an ideal scenario, I'd like it to remain in public ownership, i.e. owned by the council. I would like it opened up more for the community. I mean, there's no reason why the council chamber couldn't be used for concerts, couldn't be used for school meetings. The walls could be filled with all the artwork that Kingston University produce. I would really want it opened up so that people could see it and look at all the treasures and the artwork and the archives that we've actually got in there, and rather than it all hidden away and hidden behind security guards too.
Caroline Kerr says that the asset of community value nomination isn't necessary because if it's redeveloped, more people will enjoy it than enjoy it now. What do you think about that?
Therefore, then, if she thinks that it will, there's no reason not to agree to have the nomination of it as a community asset. At the moment, it isn't really open to everyone. It's very difficult to get in to even just see the plaques on the wall and stuff. So I would think that if she says that it's not necessary because it's already open to the community, therefore it should be an asset of community value.
Couldn't the treasures that you're talking about be moved to Kingston Museum and then you could redevelop Guildhall?
Unfortunately, I think there's too much of it to go to Kingston Museum. In fact, Caroline Kerr has already admitted as much. There's extensive archives, council and borough archives, in the Guildhall. There's also the History Centre in the Guildhall. If that wasn't necessary, they would have already used the museum to put all these things in. So there's not enough room. And also there's the concerning news that Kingston University are closing their history department. So we can't even expect maybe that the university would take care of some of these treasures.
If you get the nomination back and it's denied, what then?
I think we would probably have to go to judicial review because it has to be seen as an asset of community value. I mean, just some of the things that were already in the Guildhall, things like the Register of the Births, Deaths and Marriages. I mean, that was moved 5 years ago from near Kingston Hospital. And it needs to be somewhere central that people get access to it. It's a very important thing that is done, the Register of Births, Deaths and Marriages. And if that's shunted out to somewhere in the far reaches of the borough that people find it difficult to get to, that's going to have a huge effect on things like taking up child credit, for instance. All these things, very important that services such as the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registry is somewhere that people find easy access to. And there's also Anstey Bridge, which is a group that takes children that don't find it easy to settle into school and teaches them at the Guildhall. There's the History Centre that I already mentioned. And also, very importantly, council meetings. We all have a right to go to council meetings to see what the council are planning to do to the borough. And the council has to provide reasonable facilities for the public to view or hear the meeting. At the Guildhall at the moment, we've got space in the council chamber, and also we have extensive audiovisual facilities, live streaming, which other councils have found very difficult to provide, especially during the pandemic. And I understand that some councils are spending as much as £20,000 a week on finding a venue for three or four council meetings a week, we already have this at the Guildhall, and £20,000 a week adds up to about £1 million a year. So if they sell off the Guildhall somewhere else, they will have to hold these meetings somewhere, and that could add extra costs to the council of up to £1 million a year.
What's it been like dealing with the council on this? I see these are some pretty thorough questions that you have to put to them.
It's been very difficult, and they've essentially been silent. I have spoken to Caroline Kerr in person at a recent meeting that she had at All Saints Church, which is quite interesting. And I put some questions to her and I asked to have a meeting. She refused, and she wanted a list of questions sent to her, which I sent to her 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't had any response to. The Asset of Community Value nomination we sent to them, I think, on the 17th of May, and they have till the 14th of July to provide a response. And they've not even told us how they're going to assess the nomination. And we've heard nothing from them apart from a acknowledgement that they've received it. So they are difficult to discuss things with. And there are so many big questions to ask about this selling off the Guildhall. For instance, what will happen to the Coronation Stone, which is in the grounds of the Guildhall? If it's going to be a boutique hotel, one would expect that the Coronation Stone would have to be moved if the whole of the land is being sold off. This is a Grade One monument, going back to medieval times. Some people have suggested that it could be moved to All Saints Church, but this would cost up to, or possibly more than, £100,000 to do. And of course, they'd need planning permission and that sort of thing. And so we don't even know what's going to happen to a treasured thing like this at the moment.
Putting these questions to them and getting other people to try and email them as well seems, you know, it's a relatively diplomatic approach. Would you consider doing freedom of information requests on some of these if you just don't get an answer?
Well, I'm a bit of a veteran of freedom of information. And once again, that's another problem that we have, that actually the council isn't being very transparent with freedom of information either. They are supposed to answer within 20 working days. They often don't. Information doesn't come back that's particularly truthful either. So I don't think freedom of information will be helpful in this case. They have essentially got to decide by the 14th of July whether the Guildhall is seen as an asset of community value, which I think hardly anyone can say that that should be not allowed, as it's already being used for all these sorts of things, which provides the community with lots of things. Selling it, we've got to ask what actual benefit will Kingston residents get from the sale? There might be a short-term amount of money that we receive, but that looks likely to be swallowed up with various debts and things. And then also we've got the added costs of where all the things and the services that the Guildhall currently gives us, where are they going to go and how much will it cost? Like I've said, £20,000 a week is what some boroughs are quoting as the cost for about 3 or 4 committee meetings a week. There has been a suggestion that Market House could cover these meetings, but it hasn't got the size to do so. So it wouldn't allow enough residents' entrance to be able to view committee meetings. And also it hasn't got audio, visual or live streaming. So there's so many questions about this sell-off that it just seems to be a waste of time, really.
Is there anything else you would like to mention?
I don't think so. I think everything that's been told to us the reason why the Guildhall has got to go. Like, there's one other thing. The supposed eye-watering costs of running the Guildhall. No figures have been given. The Guildhall whole estate is put together, I'm sure you're aware, as a big sell-off altogether. We're just asking for the iconic Guildhall building to be saved as an asset of community value. So the eye-watering costs, we're not told exactly how much it costs, but the energy certificate that the Guildhall itself has got is D, which is about average for council buildings. The council is said to be able to save about £500,000 by selling off the whole of the estate. So that's the iconic Guildhall and Guildhall 1 and 2. But there's also these other costs, like I've already mentioned to you, £1 million a year for getting a building where you can have council meetings, not even mentioning where the registry office for births, deaths and marriages is going to go, not even mentioning where Anstey Bridge, the group that looks after children that can't be accommodated in normal schools, where are they going to go? The History Centre, the archives, all of these things could be lost to us or scattered across the borough so that people find them difficult to access the services.